Hello and welcome to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. If you're planning your wedding and feeling overwhelmed, grab a drink and keep listening. We'll be sharing all you need to know to give you the confidence to seamlessly plan your own wedding. Welcome back to the Wedding Chit Chat Podcast. You are here with Natalie
and Lauren.
Today we are discussing some of the DMs that came through on Instagram from bride-to-be.
Yeah, we're assuming they're all brides. I don't know.
Yeah, others. I think they were. Yeah. So some brides have sent through some topics and questions that they have that they want our advice on. Thank you so much for sending these through. And if there are any others, send them through as well. We're always happy to answer and help out where we can.
Cool.
So yeah, let's get into it.
So first one is who do I invite bridal dress shopping? So they say my mother-in-law has kind of invited herself to go dress shopping with me for the first time, along with my own mum. I don't know if I feel comfortable with her being there. Who normally comes to a fitting? How can I gently let her know not to come?
Okay. So, yeah, so obviously this bride would be feeling like she doesn't want to let her mother-in-law down. She doesn't want to upset her. And maybe her mother-in-law also doesn't have any girls. So, like, maybe she'll never go dress shopping.
Yeah.
So maybe she's also dealing with that as well. The bride, like, to take that on is, like, if you haven't imagined your mother-in-law being there, like, it is a lot to put that pressure on you. Look, in my opinion, I would invite her to, like, a second fitting or something.
Yeah.
So the first one, I'd take my mum shopping if I wanted to and, like, just have that experience and then maybe tell the mother-in-law, oh, I found a dress and this is, like.
Like, me and mum just happened to be. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay. Don't make it like it was scheduled and just be like, oh, I fell in love with this dress and I walked in and tried it on and, like, then maybe get her and say, like, oh, I'd love you to come and check it out too.
Yeah.
Because then she would know that you loved it already.
Yes.
So she won't be like.
Yeah. Because what hasn't been said here? I just wonder if she might not be, well, she might be a bit opinionated or not the most supportive in some ways. Because you want to make sure that you've got good people, supportive people.
Yeah. Around you. Definitely. If you know that her opinion's not going to be, it could be honest. Yeah. It could be honest. But if you feel like the way she says things sometimes comes across a bit like mean. Like,
that's what I read into that.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. So if you feel like you just don't want her there at all and, like, not even at the second or whatever, just pretend that, like, you just stumbled into a shop and, like, oh, put a deposit on it and it's done.
Yeah, and you could jokingly, you're going to have to wait until the wedding.
Yeah, that's it.
So there was the question within the question was who normally comes to a fitting? And I don't know if there is any.
There's no standard.
Norm.
No. No, it's just who you feel comfortable with. Like, and you do want honest opinions. You don't want people there who are going to see your reaction and then be like, oh, you look so stunning, when they actually don't think that you do look stunning in it.
Yeah.
So that as well, like, you don't want false, like,
And I think research where you're going so that you're not disappointed as well.
Yeah.
So going into places that, like, cater for you in a sense.
Yeah, always, like, check them out, see what they've got, like, their styles and things.
And even sizes. Yeah. Not all bridal shops are size inclusive.
Maybe call in beforehand and, definitely. But, yeah, make sure that you're taking people who are supportive, like Lauren said, and so that you have that experience that you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Have
some wine and a good time.
See.
Cool. So the next one, is it rude to invite a bunch of people to the ceremony but not everyone to the reception? Well, yes. Rude.
Look, I agree with Lauren. I would find that rude.
Yeah.
If we were just invited to ceremony and not reception. Where I understand where ceremony is the most important part. I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, the wedding itself is a celebration. So even the after party, the reception, it's like we still want to have a great time and, like, be there and take photos. So I feel like being asked to just come to ceremony because maybe your reception venue doesn't hold everyone.
Oh, look.
Like, no.
This,
I find that rude. Like, if I was just invited to the ceremony, it's like, well, then pick a bigger venue.
Yeah.
If you want us there, don't invite
them to the ceremony. Like, then.
Yeah, or don't invite us to the ceremony.
Or have a live stream for those that can't attend.
No, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
Okay. But, like, that's less rude than saying, get dressed and come down and watch me get married, but I'm not going to engage with you at any point. And
yeah, because after ceremony, you're pretty much taking, like, a couple of photos and you're gone.
Yeah.
You're not hanging around.
Yeah. I mean, if so there is, like, that cocktail period, then I guess you can, but you're not really going to get valued time.
And do they still expect a gift?
Yeah, right.
No way.
My advice is if you can't invite someone to the reception, don't invite them to the ceremony. Yeah. That's my advice.
And don't say, our venue doesn't hold, like, we've only got a limited number of space, because you chose the venue. And if the people mattered to you, you would have chosen a bigger venue because you couldn't fit them all in there.
I'm trying to see the other side to this, and I can't.
I agree. Because how would you feel if you were on the other end?
That's the thing.
You know, that's how I always picture it. Like, how would I feel if I got an invite and it says ceremony? And then what would you even say for reception?
Yeah.
Like, nothing?
Nah.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it. Or have, like, a backyard party. What I have seen is, this is a wedding that's coming up, so I can't give, like, too much, like, info on. But the mother of the bride has invited a few of her friends that she wanted at the wedding.
Right.
She has invited them the day before to the venue to have, like, a celebration dinner type of thing.
The mum, not the
Yeah, the mum.
Yeah.
So, like, the couple are, like, then, like, it's for the mum's friends because to come and celebrate. Because
mum and dad are paying for the wedding.
Yeah, and because, like, the couple. Yeah, and the couple, like, want to please their parents. And they want those people to celebrate but not on the wedding day. So, look, I find this really weird and I don't know how we're going to navigate it exactly on the day, because those same guests that are coming the day before are able to come to ceremony on the wedding day and cocktail hour, but then they have to be off the property and the reception is at the same property. So they're going to see the tables and chairs set up.
Yeah.
They're going to leave after ceremony and then the rest of the wedding party who stayed there for the ceremony as well is going to stay.
Do you know the only way I can see this being okay is if everyone that they've invited does an RSVP and there's an extra 4 seats or however many to satisfy those people. Because
there's like 30 people on. So 30 people after ceremony will have cocktail hour and then be off-site, and then the rest will go and have a dinner. I find it really weird. But because they're the mum's friends, she may have said, oh, but we're going to have dinner the day before and we can't cater for you on the day for the dinner.
It's just weird. I mean, look, they might be able to make it work.
It's the first time I've had to deal with this.
You're planning
this one? Yes. No, I'm coordinating this one. Okay. So it is going to be hard to navigate, I think, because if people come up to me and say, oh, we couldn't find our name on the seating chart, I'm going to have to be like, were you one of the ones who were staying?
Yeah.
Or like, it's very clear to them.
Yeah, but do you know what? People are assholes, and they will sometimes, they will. I've had where I've been emceeing a reception and it's all allocated seating, of course. Everyone's got the seating charts, and then like everyone's in, and then extra people are trying to look for their seats, and then we ask them, and then it's realized that they've not.
How do you show up? How do you just show up and expect to see?
So I think out of 30 people, I'd say there's a especially if they've had a couple of drinks at cocktail hour, they're feeling a bit frisky.
They might ask. Let's just grab a seat from the ceremony and put it in. Okay. So that's coming up. Look, it may work perfectly fine because maybe the mum made it real clear.
Yeah.
Like you're here for the dinner the night before and then that's it. I'll be like, oh, who's there for the dinner the night before? Yeah. Anyway, so that's strange, but if it works, it works.
I like the unusual, but that just does seem a bit rude. Next is, I want my stepdad to walk me down the aisle. He's the one that's pretty much raised me, but my birth father will be there too. We've only reconnected recently and I don't want to hurt his feelings. What can I do? I think
you would have seen this a lot.
Yeah.
You would have dealt with this a lot when finding out who's going to walk the bride down and things like that at ceremonies.
And I mean, being a dad doesn't just mean giving birth to someone, and it's if he hasn't heard that right by the sounds.
Firstly, he didn't give birth to him, so.
Oh, soz. Yeah. Well, he, yeah.
Yeah.
So really nothing. So I've seen this done in different ways. So you can task people with different jobs within your ceremony.
Yeah.
And to make them feel included. True. But even if, like, so I have seen it. So, like, the father walks down for the first half and then stops and then hands over to the stepfather because it's like symbolizing that
That he's so, also part of the like the upbringing.
And I have seen it where that kind of scenario and then it's arm in arm with both either. But for this one, I actually don't think birth father gets
Sounds like he hasn't been in the picture for too long.
Yeah,
because if they've just reconnected, maybe he doesn't even expect it, to be honest.
Yep.
So maybe he's the type that won't even expect it. I guess you sort of have to know them to think, like, do they, would they expect to be walking me down? You know, and it's a conversation that you can have with them. Like,
I would definitely, you know, have with the dad. Prior.
Just said you, like,
just so you know, I'm going down the aisle. Someone's taking me down the aisle.
Yeah.
It's just how I feel most comfortable. I hope you're okay with that. So it's not even asking for permission.
Yeah. Just say what you want.
Made your bed.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yeah. We agree on that.
It's, yeah.
And just on walking down, you can walk in on your own. You can walk in with your partner. It doesn't need to be.
I really like it when the bride's walking down. And then the groom meets her like halfway or something and they walk in together. It's really nice. Yeah. I've
had a lot of like my same-sex couples ask how to do it and that sort of stuff. And I'm like, look, there's no rules. So if you want to have the traditional arrival with one person at the aisle and then a second person coming in, I've had them with even, and I had this in, you know, with brides and grooms kind of setups. I've had the groom coming in with his own entrance and then the bride coming
in. Oh, yes, I have seen that too.
It's really varied. There's no rules. Yeah.
Some of them, the parents even walk down the aisle, like separate.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Because they're like, I'll pay for this.
Yeah, I'll make my entrance first. They usually do walk down first. So it's,
So lots of options there. So I think we answered that one. This I always see on the forums, on the wedding forums, on like Facebook and stuff. What can you get your bridesmaids to pay for? The dress, the shoes, the makeup, the hair?
My God.
Like the hens, the this, the that.
Oh, yeah. Look, my opinion, if you can't afford to pay for those items, the dress, the shoes, the hair and makeup, you shouldn't be having a big bridal party. You should only be having people that you can afford to pay it for.
Yeah.
And you, or even if you, firstly, I would not get anyone to pay for anything, right? But if you really are struggling, like, firstly, how are you paying for the rest of the wedding?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see it. Well, then cut down somewhere else. Because if they meant so much to stand by you, then cut down on something else to pay for them, make them feel special. Like,
I think my bridesmaids paid for the dresses.
Oh, Lauren! Lauren, did you pick it? Did you pick the dress? Did you pick the dress?
So we all went shopping and I just had a colour and so it was like a charcoal or grey.
Did they all wear the same dress?
No, so they all picked dresses that were suited to their body type.
Okay, so one colour but like all different dresses.
And
you know
what my thought around it was? And I actually do disagree with this now, so like, you know.
You live and you learn.
But that they'll wear it again sometime. You'll never wear that black chiffon dress again, or grey or whatever. Like, no. I don't think I've ever seen them wear that.
No,
again.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. Or sometimes you might. Like, there's some nice ones from Shona Joy, and there's nice ones from, like, there's some that aren't like bridesmaidy.
Yeah. Look, if you're setting the expectation of this is the dress I want, and my bridesmaids have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I find that really wrong.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, if you give them a colour, I don't mind that.
Because
then they can buy some in their budget.
I will say, even as a bridesmaid, I don't hate that I would have to pay some stuff because it's like my bestie and I'm supporting them. But it depends on what the relationship is.
Yeah.
And it also depends, am I buying a gift or is this going to be my gift? Yeah. So you know what
is
I mean?
Is this like,
I
my gift like or?
I'm happy to give. Like, if I'm doing that, then I would probably rethink my gift for the wishing well or whatever, or like they get again,
definitely
to a hens or
Like the hen's night, a lot of brides think that, like, oh, the bridal party are, like, paying for everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, but that's a lot of, like, pressure to put on them if you're setting the standard of what you want.
Yeah, that's another question. You know? So what like, do you think? Like, I would think getting invited to a bridal party, let me know how much it is per head and then I'll let you know if I'm coming.
Look, hen's night is a bit different because usually it's like a ticket, you're going on a boat, you're doing something. Yeah. Usually there's an activity involved. So that ticket price, normally people pay for themselves, right? But I'm talking about the bridal party having to pay for the bride and to cover the costs and decorations and extra things that the other guests wouldn't have to pay for.
Yes.
So it's like you cannot put that onto your bridesmaids to pay for.
Yeah.
Like, because you want the big balloons that say bride, or like you want the champagne and you want something else. It's like, but who is paying for that?
I don't know. I think you could incorporate that. Everyone else chucks in an extra $5. That's
you could do that. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it shouldn't just be on the bridal party because like, they're the bridal party. They're organizing
it. Well, here's the other thing. Like, sometimes it's always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Like, why should that person always be expected to?
Yeah, exactly right. And then by the time it's their turn to be the bride, maybe you're not even friends.
So I think the answer to this is just be considerate and evaluate the options.
And yes, it's,
before I accept, yes, I'll be a bridesmaid, what are the T's and C's?
Where's the contract? I need to look over it. I'll get my lawyer to look over it.
Expectations are before I sign anything.
Yeah.
So and you know when you give like, that gift box?
Yeah.
Like, will you be my bridesmaid?
A lot of people do that. There's a contract in there. Please sign this and post it in the mail to me at a later date.
Get it stamped. Oh,
yeah, look, it's I personally wouldn't get them to pay for anything.
Yeah.
Because if you've got the mentality of it's my wedding day and I'll have whatever I want, well, then you pay for what you want.
Yeah.
Don't expect other people to pay for it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is it weird that me and my partner want to have a combined hens and bucks? We have a bunch of mutual friends, but some of my girlfriends are giving me a hard time about it because it sounds like they want. Sounds like those girls want to get loose.
A strip off.
Maybe that's why.
If
you want to have a combined one, have a combined one.
I think a lot of people are doing it combined these days because they just want a party. Yeah. And if they have mutual friends like that, I feel like that would be awesome.
Stick it to your friends. Like if they want to go out and party,
they can take you out another day.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Do what you want. But I love the idea of a combined one.
So do I. Opinions on alcohol. This is the next one. We've already sent out invitations, so it's a little late to make changes. We're thinking of a cash bar at reception after the 3-hour drinks package, I'm assuming, is finished. So that means guests would have to pay for their drinks for approximately 2 hours. Is that acceptable?
Short answer, no. Not for me.
So yeah, I disagree.
See? Yeah. We don't see eye to eye on this one. I just can't.
Yeah.
How do you even tell people? Or do you put a sign at the bar, cash bar after 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Like, no.
I actually don't think it's that bad. Like, you're going to get all your main drinking done in those first.
Not at a formal venue. If you're having it, like, somewhere casual and it's like, oh, just come for, like, a few drinks or, like, something, maybe.
I guess there's a lot of weddings that I do that aren't formal.
Yeah.
As well, so maybe that's why.
I mean, I've had my, like, fair share of, like, backyard sort of weddings that I've planned and they just tell guests to BYO their drinks. So that's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, to ask them to pay for it on the night, like, what do you put on the invite? Like, cash bar as well, so bring your cash along?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Like, but that's a bit rude.
I will say I guess the other option is to try and extend it for the reception and don't have a cocktail period or whatever because there's that.
Oh, my gosh, that's the best time.
I know.
Cocktail hours, like, the best.
But I have had, like, where it's just beer and wine.
Oh, like, go with the least, like, the package, the cheapest package.
And then if someone wants spirits, they have to pay for it. Spirits, that's pretty common.
I'm fine with people paying for it.
Oh, so that's your...
Look, if they want a different drink, but not the standard package of, like, beer, wine, soft drink.
Okay. Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm
no, surely not.
Yeah, I would be a bit put off. If I was to know in advance, I'd probably pack a flask on my hip and then I'll be like, can I just have lemonade? And then I'll just...
You know, I'd be leaving the time that the drink's finished.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? if it was, but you see, that's the dancing at 9 or 10 time, o'clock or and whatever,
you want to drink.
People probably will leave then, unless
and you don't want people leaving when it's like time just to dance,
picking up. Yeah. Maybe you've swayed me. I don't know.
Like, that's the time that people are going to want to drink. And that's when, like, the oldies leave and the young ones stay.
So maybe then cut your numbers and pay for everyone's booze.
Just pay for it. Just extend it. Just extend the package hours. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's your answer for that one. And this one wasn't a question. It was a story. So here's a story I'll share. Okay. No one asked my father-in-law to give a speech, but here we are. So my husband and I have been together for 10 years and eloped last January. So that wasn't that long ago. So we plan to have an announcement party as soon as we could find time, which didn't happen to be until 2 days ago. So it's just happened. It's fresh. It was a lovely intimate dinner with just our closest 20 family members. We really just wanted a chill event with no pressure. My father-in-law had been prodding my husband about making a speech for me. My husband knows me and said it wasn't a good idea, but he kept on pushing. He eventually set him straight and told him I didn't want any speeches or toasts and that if he did do it, I'd be visibly upset because it's an important event. The day comes, my father-in-law decides to do a toast himself. He's rushing me to make our announcement so that he can make a toast. I wasn't aware. I make the announcement. I look over at him and he stands up. Oh, whatever. Just make it short and sweet, right? He proceeds to only mention every bad time that we've had in our relationship, and he's stuttering, so he's having to repeat himself. He mentions us meeting at a bar. That's all right. He mentions our mental health struggles.
Oh my God.
My personal family legal issues.
Gets worse and worse.
It's deeply embarrassing, especially since he didn't bring up any good times or positive memories. I know my father-in-law means well, but he's such an attention whore.
That's so mean.
And he'll take any opportunity to make something about himself. He's really made me uncomfortable on our day. I don't know how to forgive him.
That
sucks.
Nah, that's terrible.
Yeah. Look, sometimes with weddings, they do bring out the best and the worst of people.
Be dying to say a speech and then only say negative things. Yeah. That's horrible.
Isn't it like narcissistic, or at least narcissistic like that's behavior? Not that's just
icky. And like I just feel like
gross.
Yeah, I feel like the husband should have like not allowed him to stand up to say a speech. I feel like I would have been disappointed
at the point when you started.
Like
where's
like is he trying to get attention and like you know like maybe they didn't have an MC or like maybe that you know.
Well, it's so just like, an intimate dinner. It's just 20 people. They wanted to. That's what I mean.
Like it's just. He would have just got up and, like, put the glass.
Can you imagine everyone just sitting there uncomfortably?
Yeah.
I wish someone, whether it be the groom or someone, just got up and went, mate.
Or just pulled him aside beforehand and said, Dad, make sure you don't say anything. Like, we don't want it tonight. Like,
So that wasn't, it doesn't look like a question or feedback. It just looks like a vent. That's just.
Yeah, sorry that happened to you, but, I feel like. Your husband should have probably had a word to him beforehand, like, and just made sure, Dad, you're not going to get up.
Yeah.
We've told you we don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, please don't. Like, I would have been disappointed, and I would have been a bit disappointed if everyone just sort of sat there and my husband didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. That's all I can say. It sucks. Yeah. And I wouldn't be doing anything.
And, like, so she wants to see if she can, like, forgive him, but, like,
Yeah, I mean, if you've been told,
you can get past it, but if you've been told and you still did it and you knew how upset you should be, I think that's so rude. Yeah. So I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But, like, probably don't have much to do with him.
Yeah. That's what I'd say. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's a really low one to end on.
Yeah.
Send us more, please.
Send us more and we'll give our advice and honest opinions. Yeah. So that's us for today's episode. Slide into our DMs if you do have anything else you want to hear us chat about.
Yep.
And you can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. This season's going to be on YouTube, so that's exciting. Get to see our pretty faces.
Just saying.
And it's on Spotify as well and a whole bunch of other things. So link is in our bio on our Instagram account.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's it from us.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.